I am influenced by the thinking of the past. I am influenced by the thinking of the past. I am influenced by the thinking, by my thinking of my past. Every time I think about the past, it is in my mind, in my heart, in my being. Really. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Am I influenced by the thinking of the past? Oh my, yes, indeed I am. Would I be influenced by my dream thinking of the future? Yes. Positively or negatively, I'd be influenced. Am I influenced by my thinking about the now? Oh yes, very positively, very wonderfully. I'm influenced by my thinking of the past, present, or future. Now, do I want to live in the future? That's sort of a fantasy land. Do I want to live in the past? That's not very beneficial. It's done and over with. The most beneficial thing for me to do is to live in the present, to live in the here and now. And as I live in the here and now, I experience every beautiful event, every beautiful idea, every beautiful concept that life is right now. It's not a matter of waiting for a future time, not a matter of wishing and hoping and dreaming that somewhere along the line something wonderful might come to me, but it's living, dreaming, knowing in the now. And I know in the now, and I am in the now, and I live in the now, and I delight in the now, and I find it most exciting and most wonderful. But that's really what it's all about. I am influenced by my thinking of the past. If I think about the past, I'm giving it power. I'm giving it power to be reborn. I'm giving it power to think again. People say, well, I'd like to tell you the story of my life. Okay, go ahead. But if you tell me the story of your life, you're reliving it. You are going through all of the adventures that you had in your life, good, bad, or indifferent. Wouldn't it be much more beneficial for me to be living in the present, to be living in the now, to be thinking thoughts about the here and the now and what's going on in the world now? Oh, my goodness, yes. It would be very important for me to do that. And how wonderful it is for me to do that. Because that's where I really am. That's what my life is all about. My life is all about living in the now. My life is all about being here and now and being exactly what I want to be. My life is having the enjoyment of that which I am, having the enjoyment of that which makes me feel so wonderful and so fantastic, because that's who I really am. I am that I am. I am this beautiful, wonderful, conscious beingness that I am. That's truly who I am. And every time I think about the past, I give it power to exist. Well, I remember the wonderful things of the past, and I want to tell you about them. Go right ahead. If you say, the past said, I wrote a beautiful book. Okay, that's fine. It's done. Now, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? Are you writing a beautiful book now? Are you writing poetry now? Are you enjoying life now? Are you being so fantastic now that everything you do is just filled with delight in every manner, way, shape, and form? That's what life's all about. Life is all about living in the now. Life is all about being who you are right this moment. There's no past, with no future, with no thought of anything else other than right this moment, with no thought other than just living in the now, being in the now, and delighting in the now, and saying, the now is so wonderful. The now is such a wonderful world to live in. The now is such a wonderful consciousness to live in. And when you say, I live in the now, you're watching your children as they're growing. But you're watching them now. And 10 minutes from now, an hour from now, a year from now, you'll be watching them again, and you'll be saying, wow, how beautiful, how wonderful. You don't go back and do, well, they were little at one time. Well, one time they were just little tiny babies in their diapers, and now they're a man and a woman. Now they're grown. Well, we don't say that. We live in the now. When our children are grown, We delight in their being grown, not in their growing. That was fun. We took videos of it. We took motion pictures of it. We did everything we could to capture the experience as it was happening. But the best way to capture the experience is to capture it in our heart as it's happening, in the now, living in the now, living in the delight of the present moment. The now happens truly only once, and we go on to new nows. We go on to new experiences of fantastic quality. We go on to a new today. We go on to a new now. And how wonderful that is. Our life is filled with so many nows. So many fantastic now experiences that why we would ever think of the future or the past in the now experiences, it just boggles the mind. We say, why bother? Think in the now and enjoy its fullness. Right now, everything is fantastic. Right now, everything is manifest and it is revealed. Right now, everything is unfolded in its totality. Right now. So right now, I open my heart to it. I open my mind to it. When the fellow thought of the Big Bang Theory, he didn't think of it as an evolving theory. He thought of it as a now. The bang happened and the entire universe boomed out into the spacelessness and timelessness of all and exists in the now. You and I have the opportunity to live in the now. We have the opportunity to live in the wholeness and the purity and the goodness and the right action of what is now. And we do not wait for tomorrow. We do not wait for another now. We enjoy all now, now. And as we enjoy all now, we are not influenced by the thinking of the past because that is gone. That is away. That is out of our consciousness. It's out of our thinking. And we live in the now. We live in that wonderful, beautiful experience of now. And as we live in the now, we delight in every second of now. Because even to think about the seconds of now, they have slipped past into the next now. And move with it, flow with it, glow with it, delight with it, believe it, and know that the now that you're thinking about is the only time and space that there is. The now that you're thinking about is the only reality there is. For all else is but an illusion, but a phantasm that passes like a ship in the night, unseen, unknown. And you and I, we live in the now, which is never passing, but which is always existing, which is always expressing itself in its fullness, in its beauty, in its majesty. And as we live in this now experience, we think to ourselves, could anything be more glorious than this? Could anything be more wonderful than to, right now, look at my son growing. Right now, look at my daughter singing. Right now, looking at my wife or my husband and saying how wonderful life is. Right now, right now. There is no time past, no time future. There's only now. There's only now and there's only here. And that's why I allow the past to be past. And I no longer regurgitate it in my consciousness, in my thought, in my life. And I live now. Beautifully, wonderfully, totally, perfectly now. And as I live now, beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly, I have a feeling of fulfillment, contentment. And the contentment never dies because the now experience is an immortal experience that is eternal in now. And I love it. I love it forever, forever and ever. And it is who I am. I am influenced by thinking of the past, and I do not need to be in the past. Because now is where I belong. Join me, my beloved, join me. It is wonderful indeed.